Do you wonder if God is losing patience with you? Are you convinced that your faults, shortcomings, and failures count against you? Or does God really accept you just the way you are? I want you to have the same assurance that I have that my faith sets me free from accusation. Today, I'm going to show you what the Bible says about how faith in Jesus not only frees you from accusation, but also makes you holy. Yes, your faith in Jesus makes you holy. Now, if you worry that you've somehow let God down or haven't done enough to please Him, then you're going to want to stay with me because I'm going to share one reason that you don't have to worry and one requirement to remain holy. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I invite you to subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Now, each week I read a little bit of scripture and I pull a truth that I turn into a declaration, a truth out of the scripture that I read and invite you to believe and speak with me. My goal is to empower your tongue with truth. Now, today we're going to read Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through just the first part of verse 23. And I'm going to be reading it out of the New International Version. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. Now, I pulled our declaration from the wonderful truth in Colossians 1:22. My faith sets me free from accusation. I don't want you believing the lie that you haven't done enough to earn God's favor. The devil is a condemning spirit that wants nothing more than to rob you of hope. Now, in spite of all my shortcomings and failures, I know that I am holy in God's sight. Colossians says so, and I believe the truth in Colossians 1:22 that my faith sets me free from accusation. Will you believe and speak that declaration with me? My faith sets me free from accusation. Now, before coming to God through faith in Jesus, we were alienated from God. Colossians 1:21 says that we were enemies. We were His enemies, but that we have been reconciled to God. To be reconciled with someone means to restore friendly relations with them. Now, imagine a good friend of yours borrowed money from you, promising to pay it back just as soon as they got their next paycheck. But then they not only don't pay you back, they completely blow you off. So now one of your best friends won't even talk to you anymore, as if you were the one who did something wrong. You would love to reconcile the relationship. You would love to restore that friendship, right? But all they got to do is pay you back, say that they're sorry for all that they did, and then all would be forgiven, right? But what if instead you approached them and said, you know what, I really miss spending time with you. You don't have to pay me back. Can we please just be friends again? That is kind of like what God did for us. He reconciled the relationship through the debt Jesus paid by dying on the cross. Now, please don't miss this important point, especially if you have worried that your faults and failures count against you or that God has lost patience with you. My friend, God has not lost patience with you. Colossians 1 is right here to help you remember that God reconciled you to Himself. I want you to think of it as though you are the one who owes the debt. You are the one who has avoided the relationship, maybe out of guilt or shame. But then God comes to you and says, hey, don't worry about it. I've canceled your debt. I just want to be in relationship with you. I won't count this against you. Will you accept what I've done for you and be reconciled with me? Wow. Once you grasp that concept that Jesus died to make you holy, then you can believe and speak the truth that I asked you to declare with me earlier. My faith sets me free from accusation. Will you say that again now? My faith sets me free from accusation. Your faith in Jesus makes you holy. You don't have to worry that you've somehow let God down or haven't done enough to please him, because he has already wiped away your debt, canceled it all. There's just one requirement for you to remain holy in God's sight, and it's this: stand firm in the hope held out in the gospel. The verses I read out of Colossians 1 promise that if you continue in your faith, established and firm, then you will be without blemish, free from accusation. If you do not move from the hope held out in the good news about what Jesus has done, then you will be spotless, blameless, faultless. You will be free from accusation, not because you paid God what you owed him, but because he paid the debt for you and reconciled you to himself. If you appreciate knowing that you have been set free from accusation, would you give me a thumbs up? Also, would you share to your social media and testify to the good news? People need to hear it. I tell you what, I have received comments from people who fear that they may have let God down, and they wonder if they can ever make things right with him. My daughter, who strayed far from God at one point, told me that she once shared very similar feelings with God about knowing that she had been disappointing him. She said, God, I've let you down and I'm sorry. But then she heard God's gentle, loving voice speak right into her heart and say, you haven't been holding me up, so you can't possibly let me down. God held out hope to my daughter, letting her know that he had been the one holding her all along, and he would never stop holding her. Now, my daughter grabbed a hold of the hope held out to her, and she hasn't let go since. My friend, if you worry that you have somehow let God down or haven't done enough to please him, remember this one important thing. God reconciled you to himself. He did the work. He forgave your debt, and he longs to be in relationship with you. That is the one reason right there that you don't have to worry. And don't forget your one requirement. Stand firm in the hope held out in the gospel. Don't believe the lie that you haven't done enough to earn God's favor. Instead, believe the truth that you have been made holy and righteous, blameless, spotless, not by what you've done right or by making up for what you've done wrong, but by faith in Jesus. In spite of all your shortcomings and your failures, you can declare the truth from Colossians 1:22. My faith sets me free from accusation. I'd love for you to say that with me one more time. My faith sets me free from accusation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you reconciled us to yourself, that you reached down into the deepest pit that we somehow managed to get ourselves into through sin or shame or guilt or regret or simply just not living up to what we believe your standard for us is. You reach down and you lift us up and you dust us off. And you say, because of Jesus, I see his perfection. Thank you, Father, that you continue to sanctify us, that once we come to faith, once we say to you, I believe all that Jesus has done, that he has made a way, Lord, we are reconciled with you. God, help us keep short accounts by confessing, not feeling shame and hiding away from you, but coming to you and saying, just like my daughter did, I'm sorry, so that we can hear you say, I love you, I restore you, I've reconciled you to myself through Jesus. And let's just continue in this relationship of sanctification. God, I thank you that you have promised to complete the work that you have begun in each one of us. Sanctify us by your word of truth. Help us to remember, God, what it says in Colossians chapter 1. Help us, Father, to accept that you have made us holy and choose to walk in faith with the Spirit. Help us to do that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to thank you so much for joining me today for Believe and Speak. Would you like it? If you haven't already, click that thumbs up button. Also subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Also would love for you to share the hope that I have shared with you today, because your tongue has power. Use it for good.